episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
February was a sea change that highlighted an anxious economy ready to embrace herd immunity and start their new version of normal. I mean, the House passed the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill without a single Republican vote. The Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine received an emergency FDA approval with only 66% efficacy, and the 10-year broke 1.5. I mean, the last time it did that was 1 year ago when rates were 3.5. As we work through this transformation and Americans find other things to spend their money on, you know, like other than houses and cars, we will start to see how much of this housing inventory strain was caused by a lack of supply, or was it over exuberant buyers? Mortgage rates were never supposed to be as low as we saw them this past year. Yet, 12 million homeowners were able to take advantage of securing the lowest rates history has ever seen because of a sick economy and the Fed stepping in with dramatic quantitative easing, driving rates incredibly low. These low rates were great for mortgages, but unsustainable. As the economy gains strength, the Fed won't need to intervene, and rates will rise to more normalized levels, like 3% in the threes in 2021 and in the fours in 2022. During February, the Empire State Manufacturing Index came in 2 times higher than expected, and the Producer Price Index, which shows wholesale prices, showed up 3 times higher. I mean, both signifying an increase in costs of goods and an impending inflation. Retail sales was expected to show an increase of 1.2%. Instead, it came back for the month at 5.3% up, demonstrating Americans' thirst to spend and their demand on supply. Personal income also saw its biggest monthly gain, jumping 10%, with yet another stimulus check on its way. Meanwhile, inflationary numbers remain muted, but for how long? Entering into March and April, expect to see the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index rise year over year sharply. I mean, this is not due to extreme appreciation, but a weak comparison. As the core inflationary numbers were down 0.1 and 0.4% in March and April 2020. These higher than 2% inflationary numbers could upset the market and raise interest rates higher or trouble an already over euphoric equities market. Tight inventory continues to be the agony every buyer and buyer's agent is feeling, especially those trying to get under contract with a VA, FHA, or down payment assistance loan. I mean, some of these pressures were underway long before COVID, while others were ignited by them. Let's start with strong demographics. 33% of homebuyers today and for the next decade are first-time homebuyers with nothing to sell, taking from an already stressed market with nothing to give in return. At the other end of the spectrum, baby boomers are delaying their downsizing, moving into assisted living, nursing homes, or in with family due to their heightened pandemic risk, holding on to those homes younger families need. For new builders, NAHB noted lumber continues to spike up, with futures up another 35% on top of the already high 170% rise we saw over the last 10 months. Although catching headlines, this is only one straw for struggling builders still recovering from the housing crash. Labor shortages due to strict immigration policies, local building restrictions, tight lending, and now land, labor, and supply costs all affect our builders' ability to bring empty homes into the market. The extended forbearance, foreclosure, and eviction policies during this pandemic, unlike the housing crash, is protecting the current 2.6 million homeowners with government-backed loans, keeping those existing homes off the market, as well as giving homeowners the gift of time to build equity and to restructure their debt. Low rates have also created a phenomenon called rate lock, where sellers want nothing more than to hold on to a rate we might not see again. This will only give momentum to an already increasing homeownership rate or lure sellers to join the other mom-and-pop investors who added 7 million additional single-family homes to the rental market over the last decade. But this isn't the whole story. I mean, interestingly, there was enough inventory to break records in sales. I mean, 62,985 homes in DMR's 11-county area sold in 2020 for another record-breaking year. And another 3,641 sold in February, up 13.43% month over month and 3.7% year over year. It's a days-on-market issue, not solely an inventory one. Homes are coming on and selling faster than you can sell chips at an edibles convention. I mean, median days in the MLS is showing that it dropped another 66% to a speedy 5 days. And months of inventory stayed rooted under 2 weeks' worth. Close to list didn't surprise anyone, coming in at 102.54% for single family, but did show that attached are finding their way back into favor at 100.66%. Prices overall were the headliner, as DMAR's median price was up another 4.4% month over month and 18.75% year over year in February. CoreLogic echoed Denver's price exuberance with their appreciation recording a strong 9.2% growth, showing sellers just how much home buyers are willing to pay for the chance. Buyers, don't give up yet. I mean, patience is a virtue, and your time is coming. Yes, there are more of you than ever before, yet home ownership rates are expected to drop while interest rates are expected to rise. And if this is so, the frantic buyer will trade in their Sunday house shopping for baseball and Disney tickets. Rates will temper the recreational buyer who's just thinking about moving up. Because with 87% of homes below 80% loan to value, there's a lot of equity chilling at really low interest rates. So those folks will stay put with rate lock. Having a partner you know, like, and trust has never been more important. Today's housing market is challenging as we navigate 2.7 million less homes for sale than in 2007, with 8 million more households. Even with increasing rates, investing a home will still be one of the greatest financial decisions you will ever make. Nicole Ruth, the Ruth Team of Fairway Mortgage, keeping you updated.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com.